title. But in the book of Acts, they were such givers, they had to tell them don't bring anything else. You know, they had the Spirit of God on them and everything. And that's something that we tap into because, you know, but by our faith. But God, it's God's will to prosper us. God, how many knows God's will is that His people prosper? And I mean, this thing is, a lot of God's people don't have the mindset because of they don't have really renewed their mind. You have to renew your mind. If you're raised in poverty and lack and out in the world and even have plenty, I'm going to show you where He said He'll bless both small and great. I mean, He'll bless the millionaire, the trillionaire. You know, He'll bless the broke. I mean, He's no respecter of persons in that. But you know, even in church, a lot of times, and I'm not saying every church, but all the places that I went evangelizing and stuff, you know, they just believed that Jesus was broke and they had heard it, you know, that He didn't have nowhere to lay His head and different things. You come up with these theologies for, I believe, doctrines of demons. I mean, I believe Satan has a lot to do with that because he wants to keep God's people blinded to the fact that God wants you to live an abundant life where when things goes wrong in your life, you're just like Travis, you just chunk it out, you know, you got it. You know, I mean, he wants his people to prosper. And not only that, I mean, if he wants us to bless somebody, if he wants us to, you know, bless somebody some way, he wants us to be in a place where we're believing him that we are living that more than enough life. I mean, Jesus died for it. The Bible says that he took on himself poverty that we might, he took it on him and destroyed it, you know. And when we were outside of God, or even we can live under a lower life than what God wants if we're not careful, even as Christians, you know. But before I got saved, the curse was working in my life. You know, that curse came in through disobedience through Adam, the first Adam. But the second Adam went and redeemed it back. And then we come back into that place with God, that oneness that they had in the garden, even really better. I mean, I know that he was there and walked with them and talked with them, but he'd show up in the cool of the day. But how many knows he's with us 24/7 in us? I mean, we have a better covenant, a better covenant, and back yonder, even in Deuteronomy over there, he said, if you'll hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, all these blessings will come on you and overtake you, you know. But they had to do sacrifices and different things and incense, burn incense and go to the priest and all of that. But how many knows the Bible says that we have a great high priest? His name is Jesus. And we go to him and he shows up and He, and when Samantha said that, we're there in praise and worship, I said, God, light that fire in me. Light a fire in me, Lord. You burn it in me. I want more of you, you know, during praise and worship, you know, and because, you know, I mean, I can't help but to prosper. I mean, I'm not just talking about money, you know, in my marriage. It covers everything, but tonight I'm going to be primarily talking about finances, you know, because God wants you out of debt. I mean, if you owe for cars and houses and all of that stuff, land and all of that, God wants to bring you out. He's a supernatural God. He's not asking us to come up with the ideas and create ways to do it. He's asking us, work with me. You know, work with me. Believe me. Sow seeds and believe me to come out. Believe me to pay it off early. Believe me that you can buy without borrowing. You know, come to that place. The Bible says that he takes us from faith to faith and from glory to glory. But when you're in that place, you know, I mean, just like the Lord, when the Lord wanted me and Teresa to start, you know, saving money, he started dealing with us when we was broke. I mean, we didn't have nothing. You know, and it don't make no sense when he's doing that. You know, I mean, he asked us when we're so, you know, full of debt, he asks us to believe him to be debt free. In our flesh, we're like, oh man, we're just so, you know, we got to come out of that oppression of the flesh and say, God, you are able to do abundantly above greater than I can think or ask. And you need to start speaking to your stuff. Whosoever shall say to this mountain. He said you got to speak to those mountains, you know. You've got to speak to poverty. You've got to speak to it. And not really go along and hear what most Christians that I know of, you know, that they'll just be like, well, you know, it is what it is. No, it's not just is what it is. It is what the Bible says it is. It's not the way that it feels and seems in the natural, you know, although that's, you know, when I was thinking about this today, I was thinking how that God had to teach me and still working on it, keeping it under, you know, He gave us emotions, but He don't want us ruled by our emotions. He don't want us ruled by how we feel because, you know, we can feel good until something hits, you know, and then we lose that joy. We're not supposed to be those kind of Christians. We're supposed to, you know, and if you're emotionally ruled or dominated by your emotions most of the time, that's what'll happen to you every time. But if you're dominated by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, then when the bad things happen, you immediately in your heart turn to the Lord and you say, I don't know, you know, no weapons for me. I mean, you'll just start like that, you know, and then that keeps you feeling good. Because faith comes from the Word. Hearing that He'll prosper you. Just like, I mean, God began to deal with me, I mean, right off the bat about tithing. I never heard really about tithing. If I had, I didn't recollect it, you know. And so I'm listening to the radio one day, preaching. You know, I decided I'm going to spend my time driving and I'm going to listen to preaching. I'm going to find me either praise and worship or preaching. I hadn't been saved 2 or 3 months, you know. And at that time, I mean, you know, right before that, our lights are cut off every 3 months, however long they let you go, you know, and everything. Just really bad choices and different things, you know. But I'm going down the road, and this guy, he brings up tithing. And I thought, there's another one of them, you know, money preachers. See, that was the enemy injecting thoughts, and I wasn't aware of it to my mind, you know. But I liked the guy. I'd listened to him 2 or 3 days, you know, And I liked him, you know, and I thought, there he is again, you know. And so he said, you got your Bible, go to Malachi 3, you know. And I had a New Testament, is all I had with me, as it were. And so I thought, well, I'm going to write this down, you know. I'll just write it down, and then when I get home, if it's in the Bible, Lord, I'm just going to do it. And I was hoping all the way home, that he was just one of them money preachers, you know, that it wasn't going to be in God's Word, you know, because my mind from that point on, I thought, there's no way that I can give $27 a week, you know, somewhere along in there, it was $20-something, making $200-something a week, you know, this is back in the 90s, and so my mind, I'm thinking, there's no way that I can pay that kind of money every week. You know, and so anyways, I get home and I go in and I get my Bible and I open it up in there. It took me a little while to find it. Malachi is hid in the middle of the Bible, you know, but I finally found it and there it was. He said, bring your tithes into the storehouse that there will be food in my house. There we said, Lord. He said, prove me. Let me prove to you. That's what it's really saying. Let me prove to you that I'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Now, I struggled with it a little after that because we didn't have enough, really. I mean, we just didn't have enough. And God knew it. That's why God was getting the Word to me, you know, because He wanted to take mine and Teresa's life to more than enough, you know. But I understand that struggle of emotions and flesh and trying to figure it out. That's why we got to renew our mind to God's way of thinking, God's way of doing, God's way of being. He don't look at anything defeated. He don't look at anything strapped. He don't look at any of our situations and say, my God, I just don't know what I'm going to be able to do with them. You know, he's an unlimited God. And so I said, okay. So I started tithing. I started tithing. And it wasn't too long. I started tithing, and then I started thinking about sowing seed, you know, because I'm reading the Bible and I'm getting this stuff out of the Bible, but I'm hearing it out here. I'm hearing it out to Christians and different ones, you know. Well, you know, God understands, you know, God understands we can't afford to pay 10%. God understands I'm on a fixed income, because when I started getting things, I'm talking about it all the time. You can't help yourself. Once he starts giving you revelation, I mean, you can't help it. Monty catches me about every service. He's meditating on something, you know, got him another revelation. He can't help it. I mean, you just can't help it, because it becomes real to you, you know. I mean, and just like he told me, he said, there's no way we can lose. Well, I mean, that's what he does on the inside. That's what God's Word does. I don't care if you've been a Christian 50 years and you ain't really tapped into prosperity. Praise God, like the Bible says, it don't make no difference if you've been a Christian 50 years. He can give you revelation that'll revolutionize your life and change it forever. And cause you to be the one in your family that comes out of poverty, that comes out and I mean, lets him shower his blessings on you, and you become a blessing, and you become a witness. You become a witness. There's a guy come down to the giveaway down here that I went to school with, and most all of us got into drugs, you know, and different things, and I finally got saved at 27 years old, and I started coming out of that life, you know. I started coming out of it, and so anyhow, years go by, and he come down to get food, you know. His name was Ben, and I mean, he's done got in bad shape. He's about my age, maybe a little older than me. But anyhow, I knew him all my life. Went swimming in the river with him, and, you know, and all kind of stuff. And he said, who's doing this? He said, it's Scotty Weston. So he come down there and walked down there. And I said, hey, man, how's it going? I hadn't seen him in a couple of decades, you know, probably 15, 20 years. And he looks really rough, living without God. And so he says, man, are you doing all of this stuff? You the pastor? And I said, yeah, I've been pastoring here for 19, whatever it was at that time, 18, 19 years, you know. And he said, man, he said, you doing? I said, no, I'm not doing all of it. I said, he is. I said, he had a plan for me, like he's got a plan for you. I said, you know what? Everything he's doing in my life, I said, he can be doing in yours. Well, I was trying to get him to understand, you know, that yielding to the Lord and the Lord's way, he begins to prosper you. He begins to bring, the Word brings healing to your body. I'm convinced that I'm alive today because of my faith in God. My trust in him based on the Word, that I'm the healed of God, that I'm favored of God. And you got to do the same thing. I mean, we got to believe what God, we're highly favored of the Lord. I mean, we're highly favored. How could we not be? He paid a price for us. I mean, Jesus. I mean, you know, for God so loved the world. I know we use that for winning people to Jesus, nothing wrong with it. But God so loved me that he gave Jesus. He planted a seed. He planted a high dollar seed for us. And then he took on sin. He took on poverty. He took on oppression, and he took on depression. He took all of that on him, came on him, that separated him from God for an instant or so. Did you know that separated him? Separated him from a holy God. But that's the only way that God could bring himself to us. Through that son, that man named Jesus, the Christ, the anointed one. And I'm going to prosper. And if you sit under this ministry, you're going to prosper. We are anointed to prosper. We have an anointing from on high, hallelujah. And we don't get high-minded with it. We're willing to give. We're willing. He says, charge those that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded. you know, but ready to distribute, ready to give. And you can't outgive God. The Bible says in Proverbs, there are those that scatter and yes, increases. Ecclesiastes says, cast your bread upon the waters, in not many days it'll return to you. But one of the major ways that we begin to prosper is tithing. You know, and I'm not saying that to get everybody in here, I guess, is tithe. I don't know. I do not know. I've been honest with you. I do not meddle in your affairs. I do not keep up with whether you tithe or don't. Teresa knows all whether you do or not. I mean, she's the secretary. But we never discuss it. Never. I will not. If somebody never, I don't even want to know about it. I don't want to be hindered. I don't have no hindrance that way. You understand? You know, that's why I'm not a busybody. I mind my own business, you know. But it can't hinder me, you know. So if you're not a tither, you know, you need to start tithing. I mean, right off at the bat, somebody told me that Malachi 3 is under the law. Well, I studied it. It was before the law. I mean, tithing was not under the law. He was just telling them in Malachi over there, y'all have left me. Y'all used to do it. You used to honor my house. You used to bring your tithes. You used to do it. And now things are not well with you. Return to me is what he was telling them. Return to me in your tithes. Return your offerings to me. Turn back to me and I will open the windows of heaven. Well, how many knows he's no respecter of persons? And so it wasn't too long till I worked there probably less than a year after I got saved. And I mean, my boss, without me asking him anything, began to increase me. I mean, it was often I would get a raise and I'd be like, "Woo! Yeah, baby, it's working. You know, I was giving glory to God then. I was like, glory to God. Lord, you're doing it. You're opening the window. I started tithing, and now you're opening up these windows for me. You're opening up these doors that I couldn't open, man. I mean, get a dollar raise, that was unheard of for me. I wasn't even faithful to the dude. Leaving his truck in Birmingham, quitting every time I got mad at him, all that, and he let me come back. But this time when I got saved, I was a changed man. And so I started doing things different. But you know what? When I quit there, I was making $400-something a week. I mean, and the Lord showed me later on, I mean, he put me in my own, he sold that company. Anyhow, he put me in my own business. But later on, he told me, he said, that's far as I could increase you there. See, when God gets far as he can increase you, sometimes he'll move you. Sometimes he'll move positions. If that's how you can go is that position, well, then he'll create another position. Honoring God. And that's one of the reasons I'm going to teach my kids. I taught my kid and my grandkid. I'm going to teach them because it ain't about money. Kind of like, they don't really need nothing. They need to get rid of some stuff, you know. But how is everybody going to see that we're blessed? He said, they're going to see that you're blessed. Not they're going to hear it from your mouth. They're going to see that you're blessed. They're going to see that you serve God. They're going to see that you honor God. You don't trust in your job. You don't trust in the government. You don't trust. We trust in Him because it's God's will to prosper us. Even though the world may fall, we sing it. We'll never let him go. We won't turn loose of the Word of God. We won't back off of the Word of God. Well, you know what? It's just unlimited. Even when God begins to prosper you, you just believe Him to increase you. You just believe that God's going to increase you. The Bible says that He daily loads us up with benefits. I'm going to show you where it pleases God. Give me that Psalms, I believe it is. You just got to believe Him to increase you. Don't try to figure out how He's going to do it. Don't let your job be your source. Let it be your resource to sow seeds. Be a sower. Be generous. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Did you see that? I mean, God showed, somebody told me one time, he said, well, you know, the Bible says for us to lay not up for ourselves treasures on earth where moth, Jesus did say it, you know. And I told him, well, the Bible says it pleases God to prosper me. What's it going to do with that one?
The Bible don't say that, does it?
I said, mine does. What you got? You got the King James or what? I ain't never took time to read it. But God, I mean, it's not because I've just, you know, read the Bible. No, he brings things up to us. Somebody say something. We go to the Bible, we check it out, and we say, glory to God, that's mine. That's mine right there, God. Well, I made up my mind that me and my wife was going to prosper. I made up my mind that I was going to renew my mind to God's Word, that I was going to think like he thought. I wanted all that God had for me, praise the Lord. Not because I'm after money. Money's after you. He said all these blessings will come on you. He didn't say you go hunt them down. But the treasure is God's Word. And I mean, we've been getting taught about God's 23 to 27 sermons on the seed. I mean, that's deep, man. I'm like, good Lord, I've never preached 27 sermons. I've been in ministry 30 years. I've never been able to preach 27 sermons on four scriptures. I mean, that's pretty good, ain't it? The Lord's good to us. It's because and I know her. I know she can't do that in herself, Mac. I mean, I know. But you know what I know she does? She digs in the Word. She studies the Word. She spends time in the Word. She sits on the back porch on a log, meditating on the Scriptures. Her meditation's on the back porch. She sits there and meditates that Word. Ask the Lord, what does that Word mean? What? Show me deeper, Lord. Give me understanding. And He does it. He does it for us. He's not really doing, I mean, you know, I believe I've seen her grow more in the last 27 sermons than I have the whole 27 years at one time. Praise the Lord. And so I begin to prosper, and then I'm like, okay, Lord, if this prosperity is really you, see, we can't pay no attention to broke folk. We need to pray for them broke folk. Told one guy one time, I was talking about prosperity. He said, man, you know, don't get into all that faith stuff. I said, don't try to contaminate my faith, man. The Bible gives me faith. Romans 10:17 says the Bible, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. I said, not just the Word on sin. See, I'm not really sin conscious. I can sin anytime I want to, but I'm not sin conscious. I'm righteousness consciousness. I'm in right standing with the Lord. The Bible says we've been made the righteousness of God. Now that righteousness causes a desire to come out of things that can hinder us. The closer we get to Him, the more we want to be like Him. The more time we spend with Him, the more that we will be conformed to His image. Our desires will be His desires. And His desire is, it pleases Him to prosper you, to prosper me. While we're in the making, we're being born again. We're being built up a spiritual house, the Bible says, to give spiritual sacrifices to God. But, you know, you don't have to pray, but it's good if you do. You don't have to go to church, but I'm going. I done found out that the Bible says those that are planted in the house of the Lord will flourish in the courts of our God. So that scripture right there means I'm going to prosper because I go to the house of the Lord. I'm planted in the house of the Lord. I mean, I'm coming to the house of the Lord. Give me that Proverbs 3, Beth, please. Hallelujah. So if you're not tithing, you need to start tithing. Don't try it, do it. Had a guy one time, he stood up here and said, just try it. He got down, I said, don't say that again. What's that? Just try it. I said, if you're going to get up there, say do it. I said, there's no word where it says try tithing and see him work. I said it says put him to proof. Show him through your tithing and he'll make sure you got the transmission money. He'll make sure you got the washing machine money. He'll make sure your house gets paid off. He'll make sure, praise God, that your house, your car. He'll make sure that if you desire to put him first and be the lender and not the borrower, the Bible says that we'll lend and not borrow. Well, I kept that in my heart for years. I said, I don't know what year it's going to be, Lord, but I'll be able to lend and I won't have to borrow. I'm there. It works. The Bible works. But now, years, he builds us up as the Bible's working. You know? I mean, used to, he blessed me with a bunch of money. I go drag up old boats and cars and, you know, just whatever. Now he blessed me with a chunk of money. I'm like, nope, not going to get robbed. I'm only going to be led by the Holy Spirit and what I buy and what I do and all of that stuff. See, he built me to that, though. You know, little at a time, and don't be too overly concerned about it. Just want to obey the Lord. Want to be in the will of God, you know. And when we do that, if we're getting out of the will of God, he'll bring it up somehow to us. I mean, he's a faithful God. I mean, you've got to realize that God is faithful. I mean, he's faithful. If I'm missing it, he'll get me the answer to it. I might not want to hear it. It might not be good for me to hear right then. But I'm telling you, when the correction's made, it'll bring blessing. It brings blessing on us. Trust in the Lord with all your... Lean not to your own understanding. That's a big issue. I just can't see how we can come out of that. I just can't see. Stop doing that. The Bible says that you are the head, not the tail. That's what you got to look at. You got to look upon it. Just like in the wilderness, they got bit by serpents. And the Lord told him, he said, put a serpent on the pole and tell them to gaze at it. They were being bit and dying. That represents Jesus. That was a type of Jesus on that cross. And he said, tell them to intently gaze. In other words, don't just look at it and look away. Just stare at it. You know, keep our eyes on Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. When we focus on his word, we are focusing on the Lord. And it'll cause you to trust in him. The word causes a trust in the Lord because you simply believe it. But he says, lean not to in all your ways, acknowledge him, he'll direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Reverence the Lord. Fear the Lord. Part from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the what? First fruits. First fruits. Tithing. First fruits of all your increase. So shall your barns. See, I mean, when I read that right there about years ago, I didn't look at honor the Lord with the first fruit. I looked at the promise. I thought there's a promise with this one. See, that's a promise. So shall your barns be filled with... I didn't have no barns. I got a bunch of barns now. I didn't intend on getting a bunch of barns. I even got one barn blew down and built back better. I took the only thing that I liked what this administration says, build back better. And I took that saying and I took it into myself and I said, I'll build back better. Brother came up there and he's feeling sorry for me, hates it for me, you know, and all of that, you know, and I let him get done and, boy, I sure do hate that. I said, so you see that pile of barn? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I hate it for you. I said, I've got two choices. What's that, brother? I said, I can quit or I can build back better. I said, and I choose not to quit. I said, I'm going to believe God and I'm going to build back better. And I did. I built twice big a barn. I mean, I put 200 some rows of hay in this baby. I just turned my heart to the Lord and I said, Lord, I'm not even gonna wonder why this happened, black God, cause bad things happen to good people sometimes, praise the Lord. I said, but God, you said I would recover all. And I just stood up there and I declared my born. I didn't declare defeat. And I told him, I said, watch me. And then somebody standing over there, they said, you won't never build it back. And I thought, they just don't know. And you know what? 3 months later, I had it built back. Black God, it took me 3 months on my spare time, you know, going to work, working on it, praise God. But it's up. Well, what I'm saying is this, so shall my barns be filled with plenty, and thy presence shall burst out with new wine. New wine, wine represents the anointing. Wine always represents the anointing, fresh anointing, increase of anointing, praise God. But how many knows, you got to believe that God wants you to prosper. You got to believe that it's His desire to prosper you. I mean, get it in your mind. Meditate on that word. You know, that it pleases you, Lord, to prosper me. Help me to believe you, Lord. I mean, lean on Him. Lean on the Lord to help you to get your mind renewed. And the Holy Spirit will come do it, praise the Lord. And if you get so much money you don't want to do something, just buy me a truck. Right? Oh, good Lord, I got so much, I got to buy, I'm just kidding, I don't need a truck. I don't need one. But I'm just making an example, praise the Lord, you know. Travis told me one time, he said, good Lord, Dad, I ain't got nowhere to drive up here. I mean, I have to park stuff everywhere. I forgot where my dozer was. Dude, where a tree blowed over and out of his backyard over and tore my fence down, all that stuff, and he had told me earlier, you know, that he liked for that tree to be gone, that I want it. And I said, nah, thank you, man. You know? Well, you know what? That wind the other day blew that baby over, tore my fence down and everything, you know. And I went over there to Bush Hog, and he come out there, and, oh, man, I'm sorry, man. I'm trying to pile some limbs over. I shut the gate, you know. And I said, don't worry about them cows. I said, them cows got 40 acres to roam on over there. I said, if they go to griping about this being cut off, I'll take them to the sale. Huh? I said, yeah, they better not gripe. I've worked hard over here to get them plenty, and they got plenty. Oh, yeah. I said, don't be concerned about all of that. I said, I ain't got nothing over here to move at. That stump, man, I'm telling you, that stump probably 12 foot across. Two trees, actually. It blew over, and it's standing up, you know. And I said, well, I ain't got nothing over here. Move that. And he said, well, where's your dozer? And I said, I don't know, man. Let me think a minute. I said, oh, yeah. I said, it is over here. I said, I've got it down in the valley down yonder. And he said, that's the way it is when you're rich and got plenty. He said, you forget where all your stuff's at. I started to say it again. Come on, say it again. Hallelujah. I believe for all of this. I'm looking at the glory of God over there. See, whatever you're believing God for, I mean, believe that it's going to come to pass. Hallelujah. Don't wait. I mean, when bad things happen, just get up, pick it up, pick your faith up, whatever you got to do. Get some fasting going on, whatever you got to do, and say, as for me and my house, we'll serve you, God, and we're going to do exploits because we know you. See, you know the Lord. If you don't know Him, then you got to meet Him. You can't get to know Him without going to Jesus. You got to go to Jesus to get to these promises that God made in His Word that is not for the world. The world can't get it. They can't see it. They can't understand it. That's why they call us Bible thumpers. That's why they call us, you know, faith bunch. We are that faith bunch. I'm honored to be called a faith bunch. I'm honored to be called a man that has that faith stuff going on. Because that faith stuff gives you a good life. It prospers you. It prospers you spiritually. It prospers you in your emotions and all of that, praise God. And it prospers you financially. I mean, we just drove by a place over there, and I had this thought. Man, Teresa just need to buy that. And we'll rent it out and all that stuff, you know. And then I thought, nah. I mean, we could buy it. We could buy a place, start renting it out, but I'm not a landlord. If they don't pay, I'm not backsliding. Dude, I believe in paying up. I believe when you owe somebody, do it. Praise the Lord. So why would I want to give place to the devil? Right? Because if they didn't pay, God'd have to send Monty over there, a little red-headed 5'4". He might get him in the flesh. No, I'm just kidding. Praise the Lord. No, you got to be led by the Lord. But used to, I'd be like, oh, I'd like to have it, but I'd have to go to the bank. I ain't got to go to the bank. But you know what? This word prospers you. It brings you to a place to where you lack nothing. And I mean, and not only that, this the money don't satisfy. I mean, I'm an unsatisfied guy unless I'm believing God for something. Once I release my faith, I mean, I'm excited. I'm like, oh yeah, baby. That's why y'all healed. I told the Lord today, just today, I said, thank you, Lord. We're all healed in the name of Jesus. We're healed from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And then I said, I bind every foul spirit, every spirit of infirmity that would try to oppress God's people. I command you to loose them. And then I said, thank you, Holy Spirit. You're the one that rules and reigns at this church. He's a dominator. He dominates darkness. The Holy Spirit brings light. You know, I mean, when you turn the light on, darkness don't say, I'm staying. He goes, poof, instantly gone. I mean, light turned on, boom, darkness is gone. But light turned off, well, that's the way it is. Revelation comes. Boom, just like Monty. I mean, you know, he's a little bitty guy, but I bet you with the anointing, he could outrun chariots. He could tote the gates of the city. I believe he'd be like Samson. I just believe that all things are possible if we'll just believe God. And I know we do, but God is saying, I want you to enforce it. I want you to enforce the Word of God. Believe me to do exceedingly abundantly above. Believe that I'll bring you out of debt. Believe that I can get you nice stuff without you having to borrow. Get out of the borrowing mentality. I had to make my mind up, and buddy, it wasn't easy. Because all I got to do, I went to a car lot one time, and I got tired of going to the bank, man. I went to the car lot, and I said, I want that truck right there, and I'll give you this truck right here. And I said, I owe money at the bank, and I'll trade you even. Like that. And he said, well, call the bank. I said, I'm not doing it. I said, if you want it, you call them. I started out, and he, hold on a minute. You ain't going to call your bank? And I said, nope, that's your job. My job is to bring you my truck, and I want that truck, and we'll trade even. You pull up what mine's worth and that one. You're going to come out on the better end. This one will sell before this one will. Mine is worth a little bit less, but it'll sell before this one will. Yours is a gas hog, and mine's a money saver. He said, well, yeah, you're right. See, that's wisdom. That ain't being arrogant. I'm not a beggar. You're not a beggar anymore. You're not wondering if you can get things done. You know that all things work together for your good because you are called according to the purpose of God. And He has favored you, and He's going to give you wisdom. He's going to direct your path, the Bible says, because we're trusting in Him. We're believing Him to increase us. I'm believing Him to increase you. I mean, you wouldn't believe at the times, just at this church right here, that things have looked not good in the natural, and I wouldn't look at it. Man, I'd sow a seed. When you got a need, sow a seed. You need out of debt with your house, sow a seed. You need out of debt with your car, sow a seed. Give it to the Lord. That's the Lord, you know. I mean, the Bible says the generous soul shall be made fat, rich. The word fat means rich. I looked it up. I thought, man, that's not putting on pounds. Some people say, well, I don't want to be rich. It's fat, man. Oh, I want to be fat spiritually. I want to be up on the Word. I want more than enough, praise of God. Hallelujah. You know? Give me that 3 John 2, Beth, I think. But now, see, God wants us to grow spiritually. He says here, beloved, I wish above all things that thou would prosper spiritually. and be in health even as your soul prospers. I don't know. 3 John 2:2 maybe. I don't know. Yeah, 3 John 2:2. I'm sorry, Beth. Oh, that's fine. You don't have to. I'll just quote it. But he told him, he said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou would prosper and be healthy." Prosper and be healthy. He said, above all things. He said, even as your soul. In other words, your soul is made up of your mind, will, and emotions. Your will and emotions are going to be a lot determined by your mind. If your mind is defeated, then your soul's going to be, your will and emotions are going to be weak. You know? But if your mind, that's why he says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove. That word prove means that you will walk out, that you will have and experience what his word says. That perfect and good will of God. Hallelujah. So our soul has to prosper. We got to prosper in our soul. You know, I mean, it's kind of like the Lord, you know, I mean, he's just not going to pour everything out to people that's not going to follow him. I mean, we've got to follow him. The Lord told me a long time ago, what does that mean? That means y'all that ain't going to church, you're hearing a good sermon, you want to prosper, you want to have more than enough, but you won't go to church and get planted, you won't get faithful, you won't do what God's saying. You can tithe if you want to. It's not going to work without following him. Now, I mean, you don't hear that much, and I'm not getting on to nobody. I mean, the Lord told me, he said, if you will follow me, he said, I'll bring you to the place to where you lack nothing. Well, when you're following him, you're set out to follow him, to do his will. Well, then he begins to reveal that word to you. He begins to reveal it more and more and give you hungers. I mean, when you want more of the Lord, that's not you. That's him on the inside. Our flesh don't want more of the Lord. That's the Spirit of God on the inside of us. And the more that we feed it, the more that it will hunger. The more that we talk to God and we pray and we thank him and we go to him, just like you were saying, you know, not to get nothing. You just know, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you saved us. Thank you, Lord, that you give us wisdom to do the things that your Bible says. Thank you, Lord, that you give us strength. But following the Lord, it's God's will to prosper. These people just never going to tap into the prosperity of God. They got saved, and that's deep as they went. They brought up tithing. Their flesh just gets mad, and just preachers, you know. And I believe Satan has an anointing on people to preach against it. I mean, to teach us against it. Just like the guy when I started doing this, you know, the worldwide internet in 2008. And that was led by the Lord. Because I felt like there was more to ministry. I felt it on the inside, and I didn't know. And so I told Teresa, I said, I'm gonna mow. She does the mowing. She likes to mow. And so anyways, I told her, I said, I want to mow because I'm going to pray in tongues the whole time. I said, I feel that there's more, and I'm not satisfied. See, if you ever feel there's more, and it's not said, now not a time to quit. It's a time to pursue him. It's a time, that's not a bad thing. That is a longing for him. That's wanting more of him. That's not a bad thing. Well, Satan will come, boy, you're just backslid, what it is. You just ain't doing all the... Don't let him lie to you. That deeper call of God on the inside of you, don't let it depress you when you don't feel like you're full enough. I mean, let it cause you to go forward and pray, fast and pray and seek the Lord and get more determined to go after him. Let it push you on into the things of God. But anyways, I started mowing and I started praying in tongues. Some people don't, I don't know what to pray. I don't know. But the Spirit, the Bible says when a man prays in tongues, his spirit prays. See, I mean, it's connected to God. I don't understand. But I'm praying in tongues. And I mean, I was taught against tongues. These people, the Bible's very clear, it's a gift. Very clear, Corinthians, Romans, if you want to go look it up. I mean, they take this wrong, and I'm not getting on tongues tonight. But you know, God was wanting to prosper this church. And I didn't have no idea. My idea of the internet was not good. My idea at that time, I'd seen families busted up because of the chat rooms and they'd met online and all kind of stuff, you know, and I was turned off to it. I mean, I'm not going to have internet in here. You know, that was just my thinking. But God, I mean, about an hour and a half or 2 hours into it, I mean, I heard him say, internet ministry. And I mean, instantly I thought, man, Satan ain't going to trick me. He's not going to trick me, you know. I mean, you got to watch that stuff. You got to watch it on. I mean, I don't talk to women. I don't message them. I ain't got no business messaging no woman. Y'all women ain't got no business talking to men without your husband or the wife without the husband. Right? Why? Traps of the enemy. Because of emotion, different things. Satanic forces get involved. But anyhow, I mean, when I got it, glory to God, I thought, this is Jesus right here. Glory to God. And then I started thinking, you know what? Satan means it for bad, but God's going to use it for His glory. That's just what it is. And so I was excited then. Man, I got a revelation while I was talking to the Lord, praying, and I just began to praise Him for it and thank Him for it. And I went, so I set out then. And I went, and it was going to cost $15,000 to build the website. You know, and I'm like, oh, Jesus. I got right in the way of the will of God. All right? So I understand emotions and not being able to and can't see how you can do it. I mean, I understand God's not wanting me to do it. God's wanting me to believe Him to do what He wants to do. He needs me to believe Him. And so you know what? Glory to God. I thought, glory to God, I know how to take care of this. If I got a need, I'll plant a seed. I'll plant a seed out of the church, praise God. Hallelujah. You wouldn't believe it at the preachers and pastors that I've talked to that don't tithe and wonder why they're broke, wonder why their ministry's broke. I mean, I've told them. I had a guy wanted to come here and minister, and I was on the phone with him, and I'm kind of, you know, leaning towards doing it, you know, and he said, all my bills is due, and I mean, I've got credit card payments, blah, blah, blah. I said, you can't come. I said, I can't let you come. I said, you just told me why you want to come. Because all your bills are due. Now, this church is notorious for blessing you. You get a good offering. You know, most of the time, I mean, you get a good offering. But anyways, I said, you can't come. Well, I'm up on the roof here one day, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you to tell him to come. I want you to let him come. I thought, this can't be God. He said, but I want you to minister to him about tithing. He said, I can't bless his ministry. He won't let me. Come on, somebody. Ministers are not different than sheep. If I expect you to do it and God expects you to do it, He expects me to do it. Right? Hallelujah. So anyways, he comes, you know, and I let him preach and everything. Then I set him down back there. I said, I need to talk to you. I said, the Lord told me you're not tithing your ministry. Well, I'm not. I said, no. I said, you get up and preach tithing to your church, don't you? Well, the Bible said. I said, well, why don't you do it? I said, the problem is God's blessing the ones you're preaching to because they're doing it. And now God wants to, I'm telling you, God said if you'll start tithing, the money that comes in as an evangelist, first fruits, the first thing, the first part of it, then he's going to bless the rest of it. Now, whether he ever did, I don't know, but I did my part. Well, anyways, the guy's hooking the internet up. See, why I'm telling you these things is because Satan will use things to get you not to be a doer because somebody said not that it's contrary to this Bible. If it's contrary to this Bible, then me and that person, I don't care who you are, we're not going to fellowship about that. This Bible is clear that if I will honor God, he will honor me. And if a man said, well, you know, I mean, somebody told Teresa's sister one time, said, well, we understand, you know, give them half their tithe back. God understands, and they were talking to us about it, and we told them, get out of that church. Get out. The leader went and said, give them half their money back. Don't belong to him. Right? That money that comes here don't belong to me. I don't get none of that money. Y'all pay me. But as far as the tithe and all, I don't get none of that money. That money don't, I can't tell you take half of it back. That's between you and the Lord. I'd get out from under you. Because you ain't right. Well, while I'm telling you that stuff, you got to watch these doctrines of demons and these emotionally rude people. I know how it is. My mom told me when I was teaching her to tithe, she wasn't making but $600-something a month. You know, first she starts out, I go to God. And I said, God, I'll tithe for her. I'll put the $60-something a month in there. He said, you can, but it won't do her no good. He said, because it's not the money. He said, it's her heart not trusting me. He said, now you go teach her to trust me, and I'm going to bless her. And finally, at about 3 months, she began to do it. And I mean, my mama left here when she started doing that. She was a Christian, and I brought her to church and you know, and everything. And she was a Christian. She prayed and all of that stuff, you know. But it just like the blessing wouldn't work for her, you know. But after she started tithing, she was a broke woman. But you know what? She left here, and Teresa sent all the brothers and sisters checks. I don't know, 10 or 12 of them. Paid all her bills up, and she had money. She left money here, you know, and everything. But I went to the Lord, my emotions. And I'm telling the Lord, Lord, I mean, she don't understand, you know. And it's like I had this revelation, you know, her ignorance is stopping him. Well, just like Psalm 78, they limited the Holy One of Israel through unbelief. I can't afford to. That's unbelief. God understands. Okay, that's unbelief. Faith says, glory to God, I'm going to do it. God's going to see me through it somehow, bless God. His word said he'll bless me going in, bless me going out, bless everything, you know. Well, the internet guy, he told me, he said, now, you know, Mr. Weston, he said, you can't preach Malachi 3 to the church. It's under the law. And I said, no offense to you. I started telling him, I didn't ask you how to pastor this church, but I didn't. I was easy. I said, with all due respect, no bad feelings on your part. You're 13 years too late to try to convince me that tithing don't work. I told him, I said, look, man, I didn't know there was a law when I started tithing. I didn't know about all the laws. I didn't know. I said, I didn't start out tithing under the law. I started out tithing because I believed that if I did, that God would bless me. There was no law there, but the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. I said, so you're 13 years too late. I said, but I will not preach it as a law. You don't have to. I mean, you have to. I said, but I will preach it by the Spirit of God. All Scripture is written by inspiration. And I told him, I said, do you use anything out of Psalms? You know, like, Psalms 91. Oh, yeah, I said, it's under the law. I said, you can't use that. You just throw, I said, let me ask you something, man. I said, when you was a tither, did you give more to God then than you do now that you ain't one? I said, just go. I said, don't answer me because I don't care. You're going to hook my internet up and you're gone. I said, I'm going worldwide. I'm going all over the world and preach the gospel. I said, now I am going to preach Malachi 3 all over the world. I said, it's in the Bible. Before he left, he told me, he said, you know, I really don't give as much. I said, that's what I'm saying. I said, you know, you might need to think about getting back to the first fruits. Getting back to the first thing that used to bless you. You know, we can leave our first love. I told him, I said, look, man, I understand what you're saying. I said, this Bible's not law to me. This Bible now, Jesus redeemed me from the curse of the law, Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law that was set out. Now the whole Bible is by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. See, I can't come and say, well, we gotta do rules and regulations. This is a formula. We don't teach y'all formula. We teach y'all to be led. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Lay hold of God's Word. Do it because you want to. That's freedom. That's freedom when you do it that way. Because you want to. I'm going to do it. I'm going to believe as long as the earth remains, there will be seed, time, and I'll get a harvest. If I plant a seed, let some time go, don't turn loose of it, water the seed, call myself out of debt, call myself blessed, call myself a major blessing. I did that when I couldn't bless you with anything. But I believe that God's word was true, that God redeemed me, God saved me, God saved my marriage. That was enough. That was honestly enough. But no, God wouldn't leave me there. He just won't leave us there. He's like, no, I got things for you to do. I want you to enjoy life. I give you all things richly to enjoy. I mean, you know what I'm enjoying right now? Riding a go-kart up in the woods with them two grandkids. I'm enjoying that. I mean, you know, I'm thinking about getting me a 250. It's a bigger one. Now, Aiden's wanting a bigger motor so he can catch Aubrey. But I'm teaching them not to compete, just ride and have fun. Just ride and have fun. Enjoy the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the desire of my heart, and I'm yielding it to the Lord. And he says he'll do what with that? Bring it to pass. He'll bring your desires to pass. Everybody needs to enjoy life. So, I want to encourage you. Believe that it's God's will to prosper you. Believe, even y'all teenagers, don't think you got to wait till you get to be what you would think an adult before you can believe God to prosper you. No, God will prosper you. These grandkids are honoring the Lord, and I'm telling you, He's given me desires. He wants them blessed. I've ordered that one lot, and now, you know, it's not really a cop lot. So, Aubrey's like, oh, Papa, that's not really a cop light. And I thought, that's a little red light. And so now she's a detective. So that's on the front of her four-wheeler. And I found Aiden some cop lights with a little siren, push a button, not a microphone. He can push a button, and it's red and blue. So they're on their way, you know, because he's a little cop. He's got a siren right there. He sounds just like a cop car. He practices it, I'm sure, at home. Hallelujah. Well, see, whatever God puts a desire in your heart, just believe Him. Believe that He wants you to prosper and believe that He's going to prosper you. Not that He wants you to, that He's going to prosper you, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise You. And Lord, we just thank You, Father, that